Hey, Bob, we were talking about grilling for a bunch of people and some tips and techniques that we might use to basically prepare a lot of food but have it ready at a lot at the same time. And I know that wasn't too long ago you did a big barbecue for the church where you had a couple hundred guys that you had to feed in a course of about 20 or 30 minutes.
Right.
And what you did is you took big chunks of meat and cooked it, and then cut it into little chunks of meat and browned it. Break that down.
And you know what? And it's something that somebody does really well is Chase Creek Smokehouse. They smoke a whole ribeye loin. They smoke a whole rib loin. And then they cut the steaks off and grill them to your perfection, to your doneness. So they smoke them to like 110 or something, and then they grill them up to 135 to 145, 50, whatever you want to bring it to. But you know, if you're doing 20 or 30 people in your backyard, it's pretty tough on a little grill. But if you go down and buy yourself a nice tenderloin or some pork loin or whatever section of meat you want and you get the whole long strip, you can grill the entire strip. You just really want to take some time and trim that piece up and then rub it down with oil and put your spices on it and throw it in the refrigerator overnight. Let that thing dry marinate, wrapped in plastic, overnight. Get your grill to whatever temperature you're going to want, a medium to medium-lower heat. You're not going to want to do this fast because it's really dense, right?
Right.
You'll char it up on the outside. And then you grill it up really nice, and the end pieces are going to get well. The center's going to be medium rare. Everyone will be happy.
So, Bob, if I wanted to go to this party on Saturday night, if I wanted to grill a whole pork loin, smoke it, pardon me, if I want to put that in the smoker and bring it up to that 110, so it's got some smoke on it and it's partially cooked, can I package it up and take it up there and 4 hours later cut
no.
those steaks off?
No.
Exactly.
No, because you're going to be in the danger zone.
Right.
So, I mean, unless you can chill it quickly, you're playing with danger. You're going to have a salmonella problem. So what I'm talking about is bringing it up to temperature at your party. Bringing
right.
it right up to, if it's beef, 135, if it's pork, 145, and then serving it.
Right, okay. So it's not a make-ahead. That's not a make-ahead,
no.
that whole chunk of meat.
No.
You want to get it up to a temperature, then
you
cut
can
them off
marinate
and brown
it
them.
In advance and wrap it in plastic, throw right. it in your cooler, have it ready to roll.
Yep.
But no, you don't want to play around with that.
Yeah, that makes a bunch of sense. Now, what about, you know, the one part of my grill that I use the least, but every time I use it, I really enjoy it, is the rotisserie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a machine, if you don't know what it is, it's a skewer and it's got a motor on one end and your meat rolls. So
second most underutilized piece of equipment on a grill, second only to the side burner.
Yeah, exactly. But the rotisserie, it creates a little bit of a self-basting
yeah.
mechanism as the meat rolls over the heat. Sometimes there's a back burner on some grills. Most of the time it's just the lower burner.
Yep.
But a thing is rolling and it's constantly basting itself.
Yep.
Just
and you can glaze it. You can keep hitting it with a brush.
Right. Squirt it with a little juice or yep. whatever you want to do. But hey, you know, it's the summertime. Get out in your backyard. Create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. If you've got questions or concerns about any of your grilling, you can hit thegrillingguys.com because there's tons of recipes, techniques, and equipment there.
That's right. Don't forget to hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. You can check out Operation GI Barbecue at gibbq.com. We're feeding the troops. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Thanks for joining us.